Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kay Johnson Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Kay in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Our colleague Carson Horn sat down and talked with Kay Johnson Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance about the strategies that anti-animal agriculture groups have got in dealing with corporate America when it comes to meat products.
One of the activists described that what they had done to get their way was to essentially harass the company until they gave in. One of the groups even talked about how they wanted to put blood drips on logos online of the companies in order to pressure them to give in to their demands. And the sad thing is their demands, some of the groups will say their demands are just trying to change negative or bad farm practices. They're not against animal ag, but that's completely a lie. It is they are also trying to eliminate animal ag. Some groups are more open about their agenda. The one that I mentioned that had talked about putting blood drips on logos of companies, anything that they can do to draw negative attention by the public to these companies, that's their end goal, to try to drive people away from eating meat.
You know, from these companies' perspective, they are the consumer-facing end of the industry, so it's you relate to how they're dealing with this and the fact that they have to almost, you know, cooperate or go out of business. So, I mean, what can those companies do to combat this?
Well, we really hope that they have a backbone and they work with their suppliers, they work with their farms that provide their products, because these groups are really, it's extortion, it's blackmail, it is, we're going to run negative campaigns unless you do what we want. I mean, really, we as an industry collectively have to stand up against that. Their end goal, and they said they will never go away, they won't stop. So no matter what measure you do today to try to appease them for 6 months, they're going to come back and pressure you again.
McKay says that in a lot of cases, companies are learning the hard way that the anti-animal agriculture activists are pushing a product on them that consumers don't want.
One of the topics that, you know, a lot of the retail grocery stores were pressured on were to pledge to only sell cage-free eggs.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the deadline that some of them are meeting is coming up. But the thing is, the public is not, they're not demonstrating their interest in cage-free eggs by buying them in the store. In fact, a lot of the eggs are having to be broken and used in the prepared foods section of the grocery store because nobody is buying them. And I shouldn't say nobody, but very small percentage of people are buying cage-free eggs. And yet they've pledged to eliminate all other choices for consumers except that. So they're starting to realize, wait, why did we make these pledges? Because our customers are not buying those products today when they have those choices. And the activists, from their perspective, they're already saying cage-free is not good enough. They want to put chickens out on pasture.
Wow.
And the whole reason we brought them indoors was to help protect the birds, protect their health, protect their well-being, so they weren't stressed, so they weren't fearful of predators, which is what happens when they're on pasture.
Right.
So these practices don't make sense for the animals. They don't make sense for the farms. The activist groups, regardless of how they talk a good game of wanting to work with the farm community, that's all just a guise and ways to incrementally push the needle toward a vegan world.
Kay Johnson Smith, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference, January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.